I'm in the middle of Goslar in Rammelsburg, together with a very special man who knows a lot about earth caches. So who am I together with now?
GeoAware. My name's Gary, and I was the person that set up the very first earth cache and the earth cache program.
Cool. Where was the first earth cache?
So I set up the first earth cache in January 2004 on the east coast of Australia in a national park on a little headland that sticks out into the Pacific Ocean. That was the first one that was set up.
And so was that set up by you alone?
Or no, I set that up with my 7-year-old daughter, who's now at university. It was a fun thing that we learned how to geocache together, and then we set this special type of cache up. It was a virtual, and then we had meetings with geocaching.com, who made the decision to actually set up a cache type that was called Earth Cache, and then the original was converted to the Earth Cache. So that's how it all started.
And then what did happen? Just can you say a few words on what happened with earth caching from when you started on, and then the next coming years?
Okay, so we set up the first cache, and then we set up a couple more in Australia. And then I was working in the United States, so we set up some in the United States. And then they weren't publicized by geocaching.com or by us. And it was just people visiting them and then people writing to us and saying that they wanted to also set up an earth cache, and we developed a set of guidelines for other people to set up the caches, and then it really took off from there. Within 12 months we set up the Earth Cache Masters program to reward people who were visiting earth caches, and that really put the earth cache process into full speed. And the very first year we hoped that we would get 500 caches, and we had 1,500 in the first year. Cool. And it's been growing exponentially every year since then.
Yeah. Do you know exactly how many active earth caches we have around the world right now?
At the moment, there's about 20,500 active earth caches, but that was like yesterday, So I go and look, and that we might be at 21,000.
Yeah.
But for every earth cache submission, we go through quite a process. About half the earth cache submissions that come in, the people haven't ever even looked at the guidelines, so they get rejected. And then, the people that have looked at the guidelines and followed them, they get published very quickly. And then, there's quite a number where the review team, we have volunteers now all around the world, work backwards and forwards with the cache owner to develop the earth cache to make sure it meets the guidelines, and then it gets published.
Do you have any idea how many reviews you have done or there has been done?
It's in the order of 100 to 150,000 submissions that we've reviewed over time. And for the first 6 years, I was doing all of those myself. Then we built this team. So there are now reviewers all around the world. They are almost all of them were geocache reviewers to start with geology background, who've been converted to the dark side of earth caching, who now look after the earth cache review process.
Yeah, I guess that if you have reviewed so many caches and there are, quotation mark, only 20,500 active, there must have been more active earth caches that's been closed down. Do you know why?
Yeah, absolutely. An earth cache requires maintenance. There's no container, there's no logbook, but the maintenance is constant and ongoing, and that is the emails that come in to you as the cache owner from people who visited the earth cache. And we sort of hope that people will respond to everybody who visits, either saying, thank you, yes, your answers to the logging tasks are great, or helping them if they're struggling with the logging tasks. And it's a dialogue, and that's the maintenance that's required. And people set up earth caches, and I don't think they realize, I think they set up an earth cache, think there's no container, there's no logbook, so there's no maintenance. Mm-hmm. And then they start getting the emails. And I think over a period of time, people turn around and archive their earth caches because they're not willing to put the effort in. Yeah. And earth cache requires that effort. But that effort can be very fun and very interesting and very rewarding, both for the cache owner and the people that have visited.
I totally agree with you as an earth cache owner. I do. Gary, could you say just a few words on what's going to happen as the next big thing in earthcasing, or what's happening right now?
So, you know, the big thing for us at the moment is the launch of the Earthcache Academy. It's an online learning center that caches can go onto and learn about aspects of earth science. It's a course. You basically sit a test to find out what you already know. Then you read some materials about the topic. Then you sit another test to see whether you've actually learned something. Then just by doing that process, you get a certificate. But then if you then take the topic, so let's say the very first topic, which is free to do, is on geologic time. So if you then set up an earth cache that is related to geologic time, you then get an icon that you can place on your geocaching profile. So, you know, you basically quiz yourself, you learn something, you test yourself, and then you apply it. And through that whole process, you know, you are going to become not only better at visiting earth caches and understanding what the earth cache is about, but it'll make you a much better cache developer for earth caches.
That sounds like a very good idea. I think I need to do some teaching myself at home when I get back to Denmark.
Right.
Okay. I'm thanking you for the interview, and I hope that you have a really nice day here in Germany.
Thanks, Klaus. Very nice to meet you. Go caching. Let the earth be your teacher.
Good. Perfect.